There, the road up and the road down is the same. The road up and the road down is the same. What road are you taking? What pathway are you taking in life? What direction are you going in life? Are you going on the road up and calling it up? Or are you on the road down and calling it down? It's all a matter of our opinion of ourselves. Let's talk about the road up and the road down being the same. And let's see just how much the same it is. All of the time in our life, we are going uphill, downhill, or on the level, or whatever. And when we realize it, going uphill and going downhill and going on the level are all the same. They're all the same because what they do is they invite us to appear and look at what the world is all about. When we're going uphill, if we walk with joyous strides and happiness, the hill is not there. And when we walk down the hill, as we walk so that our feet are always out before us and we are always with a steady foot, we walk wonderfully and comfortably, beautifully and fantastically. Walking uphill or downhill is all the same. It's all a matter of being alert. Now, we have learned that our feet pretty much take care of themselves. We don't tell our feet where to step or if it touches a stone, how to go lightly over the stone and move on. We don't tell our feet what to do all the time. Our feet sort of know what to do. They have an inbuilt wisdom about them, an inbuilt understanding about them, and they know exactly what to do. And so they step forward. And when you step on something, you know you're stepping on it. If it's firm, then you know it's firm. If it's not firm, then you halt and move back to the other foot pretty much. And you are very cautious, but you do these things subliminally. You do these things without realizing what you're doing. And you do that so wonderfully and so purposely and so beautifully. It's the same thing going uphill and going downhill, because always our feet are inclined in the perfect way to keep our body erect, to keep us in a positive, capable way in which we're always in control. We're always responsible for whatever happens to our body. Our feet move us about. Our feet do things for us. Isn't it interesting how feet are created? You look at the four-footed animal, you look at the centipede, you look at flies, you look at all sorts of creatures, and all of their modes of operation, modes of movement, are all unique, and yet they're all the same. When a fly lights upon a sheet of glass, it knows that, and it has a stickiness on its feet that help it to hold on to that glass and hold on to that bark, or be upside down, or be round side up. And the same for many other insects, many other creatures, all with a divine design, so beautifully created to use their feet, so beautifully to go uphill and downhill, and being totally thoughtless about it, being totally acclimated to it by their body's normal functions. You and I, we're the same way. We have an equilibrium built into us, in our ears, and this keeps us in balance. It lets us know when we're upside down, and lets us know when we're right side up, and lets us know when we're walking sideways, or if we're on a curve, or anything else. The same is true in creatures, all creatures. They all have that built-in gyroscopic ability to keep balance, to keep order, and to keep wisdom in themselves. It's an amazing thing, but it is very true. There's no uphill, there's no downhill. All of life is just a matter of moving around. moving around and enjoying every single movement that you make. This is true for all of us. This is true for all of us because we move around and we delight in every single movement that we make. We delight in every single activity that we put ourselves into. Now, you say, an ant crawling up a tree, going down an ant hole, walking along a path, carrying things to its house, and you going to the grocery store, carrying an armful of bags of groceries from the grocery store. You going to the service station, filling up your car with gas. All of these are interesting acts. And we think it's so strange that the flies can walk on the ceiling. Well, we could too if we chose that. If that were our modus operandi, if that were our way of acting, our way of conducting our lives, we would do that very wonderfully. We would do that too. We always do all those things that we like to do. Now, you know of some people who are able to, with some sort of suction on their feet or whatever, walk up glass on the outside of a building or walk on the ceiling and do various things. We know of all sorts of ups and downs on the roads of life. And when we choose to participate in them, when we choose to participate in the ups and downs of the roads of life, we call it good. We call it interesting. We call it useful. We call it fantastic. And we call it fun. Now, it's not a matter that it's tedious. It's not a matter that it's unkind. It's not a matter that it's anything that is negative. It's just our way of living. The mouse's way of living. The cat's way of living. The fly's way of living. Your way of living and my way of living. All uniquely our own. And yet, we learn how to do things beautifully and wonderfully to simulate the fly, to simulate the mouse, to simulate all of these things. You ever see a little bunny rabbit run to a chain link fence? And he goes right through one of the chain links, just zipped through there. You'd think his head would be too big to do it. But he sort of thins it back for some wonderful technique and slides right through there, and his body just slides through there just like it's jelly or something like that. It's a wonderful thing. Now, it's not a matter that it's a chain link fence. That, you say, is something unique and separate. But they go into their holes. They go into the holes in trees. They go into all sorts of dynamic experiences because that's their nature. That's who they are. There's no uphill or downhill to a rabbit, to a mouse, to a fly, to a man. It's all a matter of how we look at it and what we see in it. So as I'm walking uphill, I can see further and further in the distance. I have a wonderful view of life. As I'm going downhill, I get to look down as I'm going down, seeing all of the things. Going uphill, I sometimes limited by just what I see in front of me. But going downhill, the whole community, the whole atmosphere, the whole world is displayed before me in a beautiful way. It's so fantastic to realize that there is no uphill, there's no downhill. I just live my life beautifully. I may not be an ant or a fly. I may not be a bunny rabbit or a mouse, but I am man. And I am man who uses my feet in ways that mice will never use their feet because they will do what they can do and they are sometimes limited. But my mind is so open to these things. Do I not realize that the mouse's mind is open too? The fly's mind is open too? such an infinitesimally small mind, and yet it has the ability to do tremendous things, perhaps even all of the things that a human can do, all the things that the great brains in the human body can do, and how fantastic that is. How remarkable that is. So as we go through life, there are no uphills and downhills. There are no ins and outs. There's just being myself and having fun. And as I am myself and have fun, I find life to be the most exciting adventure I could ever imagine. I have the capacity to think that I think like a mouse, to think that I think like a fly, to think that I think like a man, to think that I think like the divine. And though I spend a moment or two thinking as a mouse or a fly or a man, if I take my time and think readily, beautifully, powerfully, wonderfully, like the divine, then every doorway is open before me. Every opportunity is open before me to express myself in the fullness that I am. There's no up and down. There just isn't and is. For at every point in life, I am at that point. For every moment of life, I am that moment. And as I am that moment, I delight in it. I thrill in it. I think to myself, this is what it's all about. This is what I am all about. To be the unthought of, the newly thought of, the aware of all the magic that goes on in this world, all the magic that I am aware of, all the magic that I am harmonious with and in tune as, and how great that is. How great that is that I am one as all. How great that is that I think like a mouse. I think like a fly. I think like man. But when I think divine, I think the greatest thought that I could ever think. Join me in thinking from the divine within you and within me, knowing that reality is our reality, knowing that that's who and what we really are. Have a lovely day, beautiful day, wonderful day, as I do every day. And as you do, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.